This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to our monthly special of Discovery with a K. And this time we are talking about our favorite releases of February. My name is Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And let's get this started. I know we're a bit late, but you know, live, concerts, traveling, work.
Mostly work. Yeah. But you know.
I've been quite busy with a few things, so.
Yeah.
So we're a bit late, but nevertheless, we're here ready to talk about our favorite releases. So shall we start this?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's start with, on my side, with K-pop, okay? So I want to talk about a couple of releases that really, really, really stood up for me. And let's start with TNX. They debuted the last year, and I really liked them, actually. And then this time they released a second mini album, Love Never Dies, and they just came back stronger than ever, okay? Their title track is a mix of angsty with emo hip-hop. You know?
Nice. And why not?
Honestly, it's an odd mix, but I love what they did. And on top of that, they also created several versions of their title track, but performed by different artists. So that was extremely smart, because this song has a version by Glenn Check, Brad Museum, Sole, and Sion. So,
girl.
So it's just amazing. My favorite version, of course, is the original one by TNX, but I have to talk about Brad Museum, because I love that man. That's it.
Vibes.
And I love Sole. It's just, she's amazing, and those are my favorite versions. Nevertheless, Glenn Check and Sion, absolute vibes. Loved it. The rest of the songs in this release are like an interesting mix of like hip-hop, synth, and R&B. So I really like what they're coming out with. Yeah. I'm looking forward to see how their music evolved, but so far, it's going well.
Yeah.
Next up is The Boys with Be Awake. And this is a very cool mini. Be Awake goes off of like some diversity. I know that The Boys normally do that, but in this specific release, it's quite different and very unique. So they have the title track, title is called Roar. It's an R&B pop song with very smooth vocals, ad-libs, and of course, The Boys harmonies. They're always there. You're gonna get them.
Nice.
I want to recommend, however, the single Blah Blah, because this song, it's so good, it's groovy, and it's got like a retro feel in it, and I love when retro comes back, but it's not expected, you know what I mean?
I love retro when it's not disco.
Right! So this song had me hooked on the first listen, lovely single, and I just want to mention how The Voice really took off over the past couple of years, and as the time passes and the music is improving so, so much. So I am very happy to see where the career is like taking off, because it's amazing.
The Boys has been kind of popular for a while though, no?
Yes, yes. But I think that the popularity took a hit after Kingdom. You know, I think that they became even more popular after they were in Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. With the international audiences, at least,
yes, it took off. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Now they were like in tour, and their careers are taking off internationally as well as like, well, in Korea they were really quite popular, because, you know, all the members have different appeals to the pop. And yeah, but I think that they're doing so well. I think they already have over 1 million streams on Spotify. And I think it's just amazing. Yes, yes. I'm very happy. Now, a favorite of ours, Woods, you know that he changed agency. And he released single Abyss. Okay. So this is a pre-release single, and it just brings a very soft, smooth, and just very pop, like quiet ballady kind of pop song inside of Woods. Yeah. So compare this with Colorful Trauma, and you're what happened?
Insane.
You know?
The boy's going through it.
Yes, however, I like it, because, you know, before he was a lot of like R&B, like his solo career took off from like an R&B sort of style, then he started to expand, then he got more into rock with Feel Like, and then he went full emo with Colorful Trauma, But now he's going back to soft pop, you know, and I love it. And the music video is beautiful. It's just stunning, stunning. And I'm looking forward to this release, the coming album. This was just a pre-release song. Yeah. So I love. Also, he's now in IU's agency, Adam Entertainment. And honestly, I have like high expectations. Ooh. I have a lot of high expectations.
Do I feel a collab coming?
You know, I don't know. Maybe. We don't know.
Question. Yes. What do you think Woods' new title track is going to be like? Because he's covered like a lot of different genres.
Yes, honestly, I don't know. Because a good thing about Woods is that he keeps surprising me all the time. And I've been following his career.
Yeah.
And he just keeps, like, all the time it's unexpected. That's why I love his music so much. It's unexpected all the time. Mm. It's like when I think he's gonna go again into like R&B, no, he comes out with emo rock, you know. Before, it feel like I thought it was more like R&B, and I was like, okay, he's going towards that. Not really.
Okay, but what? Imagine if he does like country.
You are obsessed with country these days.
No, but imagine like Carrie Underwood country.
I would not expect that at all. It will be a surprising turn.
Honestly, I'd be here for it. That'd be amazing.
You know what would be amazing? Woods and Trot. You know?
Okay.
Well, we'll see. We will see.
I'm curious.
Yes, me too. Next up is Sean. We all know Sean. And hit him up with the Thai singer Jeff Satter. And if you... I love that dude. That's
okay.
That's it.
Okay. Get it all out.
Love Jeff Satter. Okay. I love that man. He's such an incredible singer, songwriter, composer, artist. Love him with all my heart. Okay.
Insert the Lady Gaga meme. Revolutionary. Yes. Groundbreaking, never been seen before.
Yes, absolutely. He is the full package. And still the show is a masterpiece, okay? I love that Jeff Satter is taking off. Like, his popularity took a hit last year. And so much well deserved. Like, your man has been trying for years. Love it. And then, I'm not gonna lie, this combo I did not see coming. You wouldn't imagine.
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Honestly, I was like, what is happening? What is happening here?
Like, where did these two people even meet?
Exactly. Like... how did this happen?
But they now, met at Alexa studio.
Maybe, but now I understand why Jeff was in Korea a few couple of times. He's also like shooting at BL Drama, I think, in Korea. But besides that, he's also making connections. And this song, it's an absolute masterpiece. I'm talking about vocals are insane on Sean's side. You know that he's an amazing singer. Jeff Satter, his vocal range is so diverse and is so strong that absolutely insane. And then this song has like electric guitar, beat drops. The music video is intense.
They're so beautifully shot.
Yeah, they're covering like a gold thingy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the
Oscars? It's like, okay, Oscars.
Yes. Yes.
The statue's gone running.
Yeah, literally, it's got like everything. It's such an overwhelming, but in a good way, music video. Love it. I'm obsessed. That song has been on repeat since it was released.
It's just so aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everything about it is beautiful. Okay, yeah. Let's move on before I start a rant about Jeff Satter being an amazing all-rounder and how much I love him. Okay. Moving on. Let's talk about Park Woo Jin, and he debuted with the EP Own. So he released a pre-release single a couple of weeks ago. But honestly, he delivered, and after the pre-release single, I thought that he would be more into pop kind of style. But he's the rapper in AB6. I was quite curious. Where was the release heading? But, oh my god. So you know that in AB6, like in every single K-pop group, you kind of see the potential of the members as soloists. Mm-hmm. But you don't get the full grasp of how they will do solo. Because, you know, they divide the song, everyone's got parts.
Yeah.
However, a couple I think it was last year or the year before, AB6 released a mini album, and Every Member had a solo single.
Yeah.
I think it was that. Incomplete With You. And I was like, oh, wow, all of them have, like, soloist potentials. But with this release in particular, he absolutely blew my mind. He went off and hard. And he showed, like, his own musical style, his colors. He was heavily involved in the production as well. And he's got insane collabs. We're talking that with the single Gotta Go, which I want to recommend. He features a Verbal Djent, which is, you know...
Whoa.
A legend. If you know about Korean hip-hop, Verbal Djent, it's, like, a legend within the Korean hip-hop. And he also changed the way Korean hip hop sounds now at the same time. You know, Verbal Djent, go to Intro to K Hip Hop if you want to know more about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. For that song, of course, old school hip hop. And I also want to recommend Feeling Good featuring Giselle, because we love Giselle. Mm-hmm. And this single is super groovy and smooth. So, Park Woo Jin, honestly, very surprising. Really, really love this mini. Next up is our boy, the voice of an artist, Yisung from Super Junior, and he released the repackage of his album Sensory Flows, and this titled Floral Sense. So, I think we mentioned that last month, that how Yisung sort of like surprised us with a release that wasn't 100% ballads.
Mm-hmm.
But with this repackage, he went ballads. Okay. So, in this release, he has a single, Floral Sense, which is the title track, and he features Winter of aespa. And what do you expect? Vocals in every single second of this single. Okay? So, I think that they repackaged the three additional songs, just added the ballad touch that we were mentioning, that we were sort of, like, missing from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And now it feels complete. Now it's like, okay, this is Yisung, you know? Yeah. So that was a quite an interesting turn of events when I listened to that song.
We're like, still available for consulting, just an
yeah,
FYI.
Like, hit us up, honestly. last for me in K-pop, but I didn't know if I should add it to K-pop or hip-hop, is JB. Okay.
Mm.
So JB released the, I think it was like a single album, Snell Hiatus. And Jaebon, his solo music as Def or as JB is just, he just keeps getting better and better. Like, nice. If you want a lo-fi and R&B, just go for Def. If you want a bit of group, pop, sometimes R&B, a wider musical spectrum, go to JB. And this one is a lot of more like a smooth R&B. But this specific single album has incredible instrumentation. Such a beautiful listen from start to end. All the three songs have something special to offer. But I want to recommend Whiskey, because that, when you listen to that song, it gave me jazz bar on a rainy night.
Ooh.
You know, so loved it. Non-skip. Highly recommend every single one of the songs. Also, it's like just three songs. Just listen to the full lot. Honestly.
That's fair. That's very fair.
That was it for me. Now, tell me about your favorites.
All right. First, we're going to 17 with their subunit Busuk Sun, BSS, with their single album Fighting. It's so ridiculous and amazing and quirky and insane and high energy. I can't believe they waited so long to have a comeback.
What if I did like a meme song that started all of this?
Yeah, 100%. But it's like, it's like that subunit from Magician.
The Choco...
Chocome.
Chocome, yeah.
Yeah. It's like that. It's so amazing and quirky and unserious.
Okay.
So they released the song Fighting, and they had Lee Young-ji as a feature.
Ooh.
And it's just... I love it so much.
That explains all the Lee Young-ji content on my TikTok with 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very cute. I like it a lot. next up, we're going to Key with his repackage of his album Gasoline.
Yeah.
The title track of this one is Killer, and it's absolutely killer.
Oh, wow. I know, I'm so original. This repackage took a while, didn't it?
Yeah, it took like months. If I compare it to like the Yesung repackage, I feel like that all happened in like the span of 2 weeks.
I think it was like 3 weeks in between, 1 month, and then after 2 weeks, the new month, a repackage.
Yeah, this took a hot minute.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's pretty dope. It's a synth pop track with like a super fast pace and just key going off with the vocals.
Of course.
And like the music video is so like aesthetically pleasing as well. So it's the full package.
It's key. There's nothing he cannot do, you know.
Exactly. It's always going to be quality. And exactly. Like when you see videos of like his albums.
Yeah.
With like the VHS tape concepts.
I love that he's bringing back 90s nostalgia, and that makes him such a good millennial, you know?
Yes.
I'm like, boy, I feel you, you know? Give me my cassette. It's not vintage, it's just oldie.
Exactly. It's a win, for sure.
Yes.
Next up is the girl group Triple S with their first mini assemble.
Ooh.
Their title track is Rising, which is a very cool pop track. I like it a lot. It's very contemporary sounding. I also wanted to share their single, The Baddest. It's powerful confidence. They give the sass, and the beat really draws out the tension.
Nice.
To keep you on like your tippy toes.
Ooh.
It's super dope. I'm very happy with this release. Nice. I'm intrigued to see where they're going with their sound.
Okay.
My girls from Purple Kiss.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Girl, they did such a good job. So they released the mini album Cabin Fever. Their title track, Sweet Juice. Lord, give me strength. It's so good. It's so good. It's so catchy. Their music video was amazing. The choreo is insane. They pre-released the like Save Me performance. And Save Me is like the first single of the mini, I think. It's giving like creepy doll, like with the like, you know, elbow motions.
Yeah.
And that's kind of an intro to their track Sweet Juice.
Oh.
It's very nice. They tied the whole performance together. It's
And they also started building with this release, because over the last year with the mini they released, I think it was a mini or a single album, I'm not sure. But they keep they're doing a bit of a story building there. And then in the previous one they had like a creepy also kind of Halloween-y story.
Yeah, it's always something with like a darker undertone, usually with like the witches, and you know, I think they have like a comeback with like zombies in the music video.
Oh,
I don't think it's necessarily like world building.
Okay,
I think that's just their aesthetic. Just like Vix always had like these crazy concepts with like the voodoo dolls and that the vampires,
fair.
You know.
Okay, that's fair.
So I think it's more like that. I'm not sure if they have an actual storyline attached to it.
Okay, it's not really necessary. I was just, like, curious if they were doing something like that, because it became a kind of a common thing in K-pop, you know?
Yeah, it'd be dope, though. I'd be in for
it. Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't understand anything at all, because I'm dumb like that, but I'd be here for it.
We never understand the plotline. They're just part of us. I'm still very confused with TXT. let's not go into, like, Billy. They have complicated. What is happening? I don't know.
Yeah, we just watch all the like explanation videos.
Yeah.
But they're all a bit different. And I'm always like, that makes total sense. Yeah. And then I watch the next one. It's completely different. And I'm like, maybe that makes total sense. Yeah.
I'm just limiting myself to watch the videos in order. I do that all the time. So I'm like, it's always a playlist on YouTube that ties all the music videos according to the story that someone believes is the story. So just look them up. Name of the group plus the story, you're gonna find it.
All right, let's go to the next girl group with Limelight and their track. Honestly, girl, I'm obsessed. It's very early 2000s pop. Oh. It's happy, cheerful, like pastel-y. It's amazing. I love it. Go listen to it. The last pop, kind of ish pop, release I wanted to share is the band Lucy.
Yeah.
With their mini album Insert Coin.
I love Lucy. They're so good.
Girl, have you seen the music video for their new title track, Unbelievable?
I have not.
It's so cute. It's so... They're sticking with the whole, like, video game concept.
Okay.
But it's... Oh my God, it's so lovely. And I like how this has such a lighter undertone because their previous ones were a bit heavy with, like, childhood. That was, like, emotional. Like, let's dive into your emotional traumas. But this is just like quirky, happy, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Nice.
So definitely go listen to that mini.
As you have until I absolutely will.
Nice.
Shall we go into hip hop and R&B now?
Let's.
Taking a turn. We're going to get hip hop and R&B. Starting with Epic High, of course. So Epic High released the mini album Strawberry. And Epic High leaves no crumbs as usual. In this one, we get some awesome call-ups, including the baby single On My Way, featuring Jackson Wang, which was kind of unexpected, if you ask me. And then Catch, featuring Hwasa and her angelical voice, because we love Hwasa.
That we do. That we do.
And this release shows Epic High's uniqueness, and honestly, it's just an statement of why they keep killing it after so many years of career. It's like, they're amazing. I watched them live just a couple of weeks ago on their, I think it was the last show in the European tour. I'm not sure. They're incredible.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, they're also amazing live. So if you have the chance to go and see Epic High, go ahead. Because they're really good.
Definitely.
Next up is our boy Don. And he released a pre-release single, High Teen. And he had me screaming like a teen because I love him so much. Okay. Everything he does it right. And we know this. And for this, he gave us a little tease of his coming project. And I am already in love. I'm going to buy probably that album again because I love that man. That's it.
You know, I don't think I've actually listened to it yet.
You have. I spammed. Yeah, I'm sure I sent it to you.
Okay.
I have
no memory of it. I'm sorry.
I think you did. I actually think you did. Because I actually asked you about it. You were like, oh my gosh, yes, I like this. I think you did.
Okay.
So for this single, you know that John always goes for sad R&B, and that's why I love him so much.
Yes.
It's just his songs always hit their feelings for me. And they all sometimes they make me cry. I'm not going to lie. I get into the feels with them. But he's
very good at that.
Yes. But this time he went for pop rock. Okay? And I was shocked. I was like,
why is he pulling a Woods? Like
a stop, you know? And he killed it. This song, it's amazing. Love the band. Love his singing. Nice. And I just cannot wait for this release because I don't know what he's going to pull. What is he going to make? Because the previous one, it was such an emotional... I think it was a single album, the previous one, and it was the music video absolutely breathtaking and sad, like sad, sad, sad.
Okay, but imagine if he does country.
We're going back to country again, people. I don't think he would do country.
Okay, but... Sorry.
He could absolutely pull it off, just saying.
Oh, he totally would.
Yes, the thing is that with Don's music, it's like... I'm a diehard fan of Don. He's like so good. Honestly, he's so good. And then every time I listen to his music, I keep finding new things that I didn't hear before. Yeah. And that is something not every single artist can achieve. You know?
Definitely not.
So that's why I'm like, if you have the chance, if you haven't listened to his music, just go ahead. Because from his very first release, this man has done an incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're going to another incredible artist that this woman has us on our knees. That's literally Soo Young. I am in love with this woman. Okay, she's art walking. That's it. This single release is called Prologue Love, and she's just creating art. That's everything I can say. I thought that Sisonian was already artistic because Sisonian is such an amazing band, and they always pull something different and very artsy and creative that you do not expect. But she took it to a whole new different level with the singles Bad in Canada. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bad, it's an incredible song, let's just start with that. But the music video is a masterpiece, and this music video could be in an exhibition in a museum, and people will pay to go to see it, because that's how stunningly and striking it is. Okay, it's like the shots are so beautifully done, very like the angles strategically placed. It's just every single component is so beautiful.
I'm very curious to see how this is going to tie in with her album that's coming out.
Yes, I'm not sure if this one actually a pre-release or not. I'm actually not sure. It might be a pre-release, but I'm not sure.
I'm assuming it is, because it's coming so close together, no?
Maybe. But you know, like, Suyung is one of those that does not add an album description, like a big album description.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, is this a pre-release? I'm just going to go with the single album then. Honestly, you never know. You never know. I love her anyways. And I want to see, I'm very curious about her collaboration with RM.
Same.
Because those are two strings I did not pair together.
No. But I'm so blessed to be alive.
Honestly, on your side, absolutely.
Yes, I'm like thriving. My crops are growing. My skin is clear. You know.
Yeah, on your side, those are like too big for you.
Oh my god.
I just love Suyeon. Yeah, that's it. I love that woman.
I love both.
Yeah, I'll be like, Suyeon, marry me, you know? Yeah. Okay. Next up is Libada and her EP Heaven. Oh. So this one is like R&B and vibes. That's it. If you want to go for the vibes, go and listen to the single Siren, because the arrangement is sick and it's an experience to listen to. Loved it. But this really is also kind of a non-escape. All the songs have very unique beats in it, and it's just such a nice experience to listen to. I love when every single song in an album is so unique that makes you feel like, oh, nice surprise.
Love.
Yes, absolutely. Last on my side is Zero Wave with Balaclava. I am late for the Zero Wave boat. I was missing out a lot. I did not know about them, but apparently they're fairly popular.
Okay. But the Zero Wave boat.
Yeah.
How is it moving if it's not wavy? I apologize.
Yes, for the dad jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, these guys, it's like, they're alive. There's like,
I've never heard of them before.
I'll send you a couple of singles. They're really good. I actually did a deep dive, because I actually never also, but they're actually quite popular. They have over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, absolutely. And also think that they've worked with quite a lot of artists as well. So I'm quite surprised, actually, that I didn't hear from them before. It's interesting. Okay, these guys are a vibe, and they're all rappers, and together they have such an interesting and super cool synergy, because the rapping and style sort of like complement each other, and they just create a full listening experience with the different flows, the different types of deliveries. So you are like, ooh, what is happening? Ooh. It's really cool. Nice. And yes, I really enjoyed the single of this, but honestly, each song in this release has a new sound and a different sort of like perspective of their chemistry as a hip hop group. So I will recommend you jump on the boat too. We see them after, but jump on the boat, people.
Well, it's not gonna be hard because it's not wavy. I need to stop. I actually wanted to share one more R&B
yes.
release.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Ocean from the Blue released his full-length album, Ocean from the Blue. It's absolutely amazing. He has a collab with Sonu Jungha.
Oh, that was sold. Yeah.
Like, you know?
I think that our listeners should know that you are quite obsessed with Sonu Jungha. Like,
I've been obsessed with Sonu Jungha for several years now.
Yes, I think she was, wasn't she, or like...
I don't remember if she was first? Our trial episode.
I think she was.
Just a bit of context. Before we started the podcast, we recorded a trial pilot.
Yeah, we had like a pilot episode.
Yeah, exactly. So, Sonu Jungha was our first topic of conversation. Because it's literally been since, like, I don't know, 2017, 2018, that she's been one of my favorite vocalists and soloists. So,
yeah.
Love her.
Anyway. You're thriving this month. Like, wow.
Yeah, oh my God. So, definitely listen to the collab with Sonu Jungha, which is Close to You. Because it's groovy, it's amazing. The vocal work of both of them is just unbelievable. I also wanted to recommend the track Breath. It's the first of 5 title tracks, and the instrumentation is absolutely amazing. The
5 title piano, tracks.
Yeah, girl. I know. Wow. It's insane. Yeah. I know. But, like, they're all amazing, so I can't be mad about it.
How many songs has this album?
I think there's, like, 10 or 11, something like that.
It's so half of them are title tracks?
They're all special.
Fair enough. So tell me more about the instrumentation.
There's a synth piano that is really popping off and is going through, like, these crazy riffs.
Okay.
There's a flute included in the instrumental, which I'm a sucker for.
Absolutely.
There's a really great bass going on, some strings to give it that extra dramatic flair. Mm. And honestly, the full listening experience of the album is brilliant. So
nice.
Cue it up.
Will do.
That was it for my participation to the R&B segment.
Now we're going into your indie.
Let's go to my indie babies. The first release I wanted to share of my indie babes is the mini album by the band Hada.
Mm-hmm.
They released the mini When the Light That Shine on Us Fades Away. And I was like, is this going to be a Christian thing?
Honestly, sometimes you never know.
Yeah, you don't know. Anyways, it sounds great. The title track is Remember, which is like a very cool, slow alt rock sound.
Okay.
And their music video thumbnail is like black and white with all the members, and they look dramatic.
Ooh.
And it's amazing. I love it. I'm here for it. Also, listen to the track Nocturnality for the very cool guitar sections. And for some of the vocal work, they created this, like, spacious soundscape that had, like, this echoey vocal. And it created such an interesting dynamic to the track itself.
Yeah.
Like, definitely go listen to that, because it's really, really cool. For the next one, I wanted to share Jani with her single Untitled.
Okay.
It's kind of ish R&B.
Okay.
But it's a vibe. The vocals are amazing. And there's like this repetition of wait, wait. It's so cool. It's really, really cool.
This single is gonna go to the list of untitled songs.
You know what? I totally understand though, because if you create something and you have to put a title on it, that is hard.
Yeah, I've noticed for several years.
Yeah. But like, if you write a poem or something, do you know how hard it is to find like a proper title?
Yeah, no, I know, but I just find it funny that it's so common in K-pop and, you know, music in general.
everyone struggles.
We're all entitled.
A very common theme. Yeah, exactly. Yes. The next release I wanted to share is the track Monster Odyssey by Bae In Hyuk.
Ooh.
Girl, jazzy piano opening.
Sold.
Amazing. Sold. Also, I don't really know him. I don't think I've heard a lot of music from him before.
Okay.
But he has such a unique tone. He has such a unique pitch of vocal. And I'm like super intrigued. So I definitely have to do like a deep dive into his work because it's pretty dope.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Next up is An Hesu with his single OMG It's Pointless. Isn't that an amazing title?
Love it. It's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's a soft song. It's just vocals and guitar, but it's so cute.
Nice.
And wholesome. And it just all comes together and it's lovely. And next up is another great vocalist. Her name is Kim Soo-young, and she released her full album Round and Round.
Okay.
The title track is Stumble. Loved it. Very, like, smooth pop ballad-y with some R&B influences. She has a beautiful warm timbre, and she really knows how to work with beautiful melodies as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's lovely. I also recommend the track Nothing Lasts Forever. Okay. Because a lot of the tracks are like very sad and like soft ballads. But this one, despite having a very sad title, has like a fun instrumental.
Oh!
Yeah. So I haven't looked at the lyrics yet, but I think it's one of those like deceptively happy sounding sad tracks.
Well, yeah, whiplash, emotional whiplash here.
Yeah, exactly. I also wanted to talk about the album Lovely Misery by Kyul.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go listen to Change and Dust. Those two tracks are my favorites. They have a lot of interesting vocal work with like switches from like head voice to chest voice. And Dust especially is just very cool and self-assured and like, you know,
yeah,
there's a certain flair to it that I'm like, this is dramatic for dramatic purposes.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. And next up is Soulflower with her bluesy track You're Already Shining.
Oh, that's cute.
This woman's voice is like, oh my god, like, I'm going to mention her age because I think it, like, adds to the depth of her vocal. Like, she's 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she has such a mature voice. And this is, like, a bluesy ballad.
Okay.
But it's, like, I feel like she's lived through a lot. And she's portraying that in her music, in her voice, in how she sings. And this, honestly, it's amazing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like you mentioned from the, like, jazzy place with Rain.
Yeah.
I want to be in a little dingy, jazzy joint and see her sing that song live.
Oof.
With, like, a piano that's kind of old, almost out of tune, you know, very laid back.
You'll sit and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
I think it's one of those like transcendental experiences that you would have. Honestly, 10 out of 10. No comments on that one.
Nice.
The last release I wanted to share is the band Gong Jung Gunul with their mini album After Image. I wrote an indie pick about them a couple of weeks ago. They're great. Like, their music is amazing. It's very, like, alt rock, and they have a certain elements of, like, electronica added to their music. So it's an interesting balance. Definitely listen to the title track Twilight, and I also recommend Monsoon, even if you're just listening to the opening seconds.
Yeah.
It's instant, like, mood creator, like, instantly transported to a different place.
Nice.
It's awesome. Yeah. Anyways, it was a good month for my indie kids, really.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Honestly, hip hop was good, but there was a lot happening in hip hop, and all the releases were quite interesting in their own way, but at the same time, there were too many, and there were a lot of singles.
Yeah.
As well.
That's fair.
Yeah. So that was it for this month in the Korean hip hop, R&B, indie,
pop,
and pop sphere. Yeah, so that was it for this very special episode of Discovery with a K. We have a ton of reviews in the kmail.com, so please go ahead and check them out. We have listened to most of these, well, probably all of these, we have actually, and picked up our favorites, and they're all listed in our playlist on Spotify, so go and check them out as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll see you next month with another special episode of Discovery with a K. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.